Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my co-host Valerie Smaldone. So say you have a job and things are going okay, actually pretty well. But if a great job came along, you'd consider it. Well, if that sounds like you, then you're going to want to listen to our next guest. He is the CEO of Poachable, which is a web-based app that provides a job search system for people who already have a job. And Tom Leung is a founder and CEO. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So how does it look? Is this system there to facilitate job search for people who are looking discreetly?
Yeah, so it's really designed for people who are employed and they're typically not anxious to make a move, but they're not completely, you know, satisfied and married to this job for the rest of their career, which is really most of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the problem we're trying to solve is, well, currently you're faced with two options. You can just sit tight and wait till you are really anxious to make a change and then officially look, or you sort of wait for serendipity to happen and maybe some recruiter contacts you at the right time with the right opportunity. And what we are offering is a third way, which is to say, we will continuously scan the landscape for opportunities that meet very specific requirements that you set. It's kind of like your make me move requirements.
So are you, is Poachable the 2015 tech answer to the old Jewish matchmaker? For instance, she knows this girl and she knows she wants someone tall and she'll never leave Brooklyn. So while it might be interesting to match her with the short guy from Miami, even if he's a great catch, you won't do that because these two people don't belong together. Is that what Poachable is doing in a job basis?
In a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, we're basically automating and using software to do a lot of what you just described. In my family, it would be the old Chinese aunt that kind of knew everybody and would invite you to dim sum with, look who happened to join us.
Right.
And so I do understand that model well.
Okay.
And I think the key thing that we do is there are things that our members tell us that they wouldn't normally broadcast publicly. So in your example, you know, you may privately say to the matchmaker, hey, you know, I really need someone that's going to be as tall as I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be specific, and in the job world, it's more like, well, I need to be making this much. I need to be within this distance from my current house. I need to be able to work from home from time to time, or I need to work on this kind of technology. It could be, it's very important that I have these work benefits. And those are requirements that people don't typically publish to the world because they don't want their current employer to say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you updating your online profile and, you know, sort of adding all these things?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the company side, there's also quote unquote secret requirements that they share with us that they also don't put on their job description. And so to get back to your original question, yes, armed with everything that the member wants and everything that the company wants, we're able to make matches that are much higher performing than just kind of guessing at it.
I gotcha. So that sensitive information, if it's for a potential candidate, it would be things like salary or benefits or something like that, and
yeah,
whatever the secret requirements are. You don't, if I were to be on Poachable, I could supply my salary, but that would only go to Poachable? Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And usually the first part of that process doesn't even include your name or any personally identifiable information. We basically will kind of go to the employer after you've confirmed that a match we suggested makes sense and see if they're interested. And then if they're interested, then we'll go back to you and say, you know, they want to learn more. Do you want to now take that next step and reveal? So this would be, to take our analogy further, like in junior high, when you have a friend kind of ask the, you know, in my case, ask the girl, you know, if she's kind of, hey, you know, Tom kind of likes you. And so it's a way that you can do that safely and without sort of exposing your identity.
Yeah, to take that that example even further, it's like, tell Tom I like him, but only if he says he likes me first.
Right.
And
that's
Right, and quote it in a very junior high way, that would work out. But you've taken it and automated it, made it high tech, and applied it to people's careers. What is your own background? How did you come up with Poachable?
Oh, well, I have been in the tech industry since 99, and I've done a lot of hiring over the years, and I realized how difficult it is to find great people and also how time-consuming the process can be. And so one of the areas that we've always been interested in is, you know, using software to solve these age-old problems. And so, you know, we launched Poachable last summer, and it was actually kind of a Hail Mary because our original startup, you know, was struggling and we were running out of money.
Oh.
And we said, well, you know, what are we going to do? And we were going to end up selling the company. We had an agreement to sell the company to another company. And we said, well, let's just try one last thing before we kind of take the soft landing, if you will. And it was Poachable. And within days of launching it, people were signing up and companies were contacting us. And we knew we had something on our hands. So we backed out of the sale of the company, recapitalized with more investors. And now we're in month 9, and over 35,000 people are on the platform and over 1,000 registered companies. So things are really kind of moving in the right direction.
I find it interesting, though, is that you had an exit and you were almost out of money. And then did you go back to your original investors and say, hey, you know that deal that we made? Let's not do it. Instead, give me another check.
You know, it was kind of like that. We had a call.
Yeah.
We had a call and I said, hey, you know this deal that we've been negotiating for the last 4 months, the one that we finally got papered and we have a definitive agreement and that we're supposed to sign on July 25th? And this call was about, I think, July 6th.
Oh, no.
I said, we have it. We can sign it. We're ready to do that. And it's going to be a good outcome for everyone. But I do have this one alternative that I think we should consider. And, you know, these are investors who are kind of professional gamblers. So so they said, let's do it. And I said, okay, well, if we're going to do it, I have one other thing I want to mention. We don't have any more money.
But, you know, that is really the fact that they ponied up the money, more money, is an endorsement to you and your team's ability to execute.
I think that was part of it. Yeah. The call was on Thursday. And I said, by Monday at 5 p.m., if we have 300K committed, we'll walk from the deal and recapitalize. If not, we'll do the deal. And then Monday at 4:40 p.m., we were at 280, and I thought we were going to go sell the company. And I got a call, and it was one of our earlier investors. And he said, so how close are you? And I said, well, we're at 280. And he said, well, put me down for 20.
Wow.
And
what a great story. All right, Tom, I only have about a minute left with you, so it's just some quick questions. Is Poachable not for the unemployed? Is it only for people who are currently employed?
It is optimized for the currently employed. Anyone can sign up, but we do, our employers tend to be looking for the people who are in jobs presently.
Mm-hmm.
But we do make matches with people who are in between jobs. It's just not as common of a use case for us.
And then I noticed that you are heavy with tech jobs, which makes sense to me, or you're heavy in the tech industry. Will you be expanding, or have you expanded out to other industries or other categories of jobs?
Yeah, so we started with software developer jobs in tech companies, and now we are also doing designer, product manager, account manager, and marketing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Generally in tech companies. Our vision is to broadly expand this to really any job or industry where there's a need for access to really great fitting talent. And we think that pretty much applies to healthcare, finance, legal, communications, you name it. But we've started sort of our beachhead is with tech jobs, but we're already adding new types, every couple months.
So if you think you might want to be poached, go to poachable.co, employer or employee, correct, Tom?
Correct, yeah. And mm-hmm. new employers, they get their first three introductions for free. So
nice. There's
no downside to giving it a try.
Well, congratulations. Great talking to you. Tom Leung, the CEO and founder of Poachable.co. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold with Valerie Smaldone. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What does it take to lose a best friend? Well, one behavior will do it every time. Here's the social science of it. They could be your best friend from childhood, but if they ever betray your trust, there's probably not enough forgiveness in the world to get over it. It seems when we're betrayed by someone in our inner circle, it draws more flack, more retribution than if a stranger betrays us. Why? In-group cooperation is valued and cultivated. When someone betrays that trust, it's difficult for us to understand, and for our own protection, we never forget it.
You hurt my feelings!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Hurt me once, shame on you, but betray me once and forgiveness may be granted, but I'll never forget it. This is the hurt of friendship, which just hurts the most. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. A recent Washington Post report cites some uneasy news that sea levels could rise faster along America's East Coast than in any other densely populated part of the world. The new research shows changing ice caps and ocean currents pushing water toward our eastern shorelines. The new studies show the Atlantic seaboard might get 17 to 25 inches or more of water in the next 50 years for a total increase that would submerge a beach chair. That's might. All the predictions come from computer models, which could be wrong. And the Mid-Atlantic region's ample high ground means it'll probably never be as vulnerable as Louisiana and Florida. In the 20th century alone, though, global seas rose about 0.7 inches a year, showing that it doesn't matter who's causing global warming, sea level rise is something we can definitely measure. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.